what had happened to the whole crew, and of course I'm a young kid, I didn't drink. And I have to tell you this, John.
Yeah.
I was raised in a very strong Christian family. My mother, I mean, a real born again Christian family. And I tried to live that way as much as I could. I didn't go to the brothels or anything like that that the crew would go to, and I couldn't drink, but I was smart aleck, and I went ashore with them. They went to a club, a nightclub there in Lorenzo Marquis. You have to understand, Lorenzo Marquis was a Portuguese country, and they were neutral during World War II, and they were more sympathetic to the Germans than they were to us. They had quite a history about World War II, and they didn't like us Americans, and we were the first ship that had come in there right after the war, because the war had just ended. We come right down, and 2 weeks later, we're in Lorenzo Marquis. And the crew got some kind of a fight sitting in there in the club. They were serving beer in liter bottles, and it was a strong, like 18% instead of the 3.2% that the GIs used to drink. And of course, I'm a smart aleck kid. I had a glass of it there, and I poured some filled the glass. I think I drank about that much out of the glass. And next thing I knew, there was a fight broke out in there. Chairs were flying around, and everybody was fighting, our crew against them and the Navy crew. And police came in around.
Fighting with other Americans?
Yeah, the rest of our crew dealt with a lot of the local people from the city.
Okay.
And I don't know what the fight was over. There was a band playing. They weren't very good, but it's playing a lot of crummy movie. Next thing I knew, a police came in, big old truck, and routed us all up. Me and I'm sitting there like innocent, what's going on? And pulled me out, and I'm in the truck with him. And I write this story. I've been writing my memoirs. I've got 200 pages of it written out. But one of them is about that incident in Lorenzo Marquis. We're getting thrown in jail. 17-year-old kid, you know. And we were all so angry with them that, because we knew we didn't deserve this. We didn't realize that we were the foreigners. You know, you're in a foreign country, you say, all these foreigners are right here, but we're the foreigners.
Right, yeah. But you just won the war.
We had just won the war, and these people were sympathetic to the opposite side, the Germans.
Yeah, so that must have been something like, said something or?
Very traumatic then, but.
Yeah.
And here we're loading cargo there. They were using, I think it was slave labor from back in Africa somewhere. And they carried baskets. They were about this big around and about that deep. And they'd load coal in those baskets and put them on their heads. And they'd built ramps up the side of the ship like that to get up. And then they'd bring those ramps and dump them down in the cargo hold. They must have had 200 or 300 of these people.
So you were loading up your ship with coal?
Loading with coal. And then on the other, from the forward end of the ship, they had cranes loading it. But here are these hand laborers were carrying. Walking, they're barefooted, they only had little cloth on, African natives. I could have sworn they were slave labor, but.
So that must have taken them a long time.
It took a long time. We were there about 3 weeks, but we got, after that fight, there was an incident that happened with the Navy. They fired off their gun, trying to scare the people into submitting to release the rest. They only released half of us. I only stayed in jail about 3 hours. And the captain,
you got released?
In East Africa.
But you got released?
I got released. The captain came by. He had just left the bar about 5 minutes before the fight broke out, the captain of the ship. And he heard about the crew getting thrown in jail. And he had to get some of them out because we had to work the ship the next day.
Right.
And I was on at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I was one of them that he let out. And he paid about... the thing that got us really mad was they were going to charge the docker's pay for what he had to pay, docker pay. And anyway, we got off and came ashore. And we cooked up an idea with the Navy gun crew that was left on here. What if we could take that 5-inch gun back there and swing it around toward the town with no projectile in it, you know, just the firepower, the powder case, and fire that gun off. And they did it the next day. And of course, the officials there were all up, what's going on? I guess they let them know that we wanted our crew back. And sure enough, they got them back. There was a lot of negotiating going. It was quite a story. They even aimed the gun, they were going to fire it again, and aimed it down towards a warehouse, right off the stern of the ship. A big warehouse right on the dock. And all the police, they saw, no, don't. They were begging, no, don't shoot that. We found out later they had it full of contraband. It belonged to them. And later, when the ship was there a week later, some of our crew went ashore, bought stuff out of it. It was booze, full of whiskey and stuff.
So how long were the other guys in jail for?
We got them out the next day after that ship fired. You know, they fired that gun off. And they negotiated with them and never paid any more fines. The captain went, he was already off the ship when they fired the gun that morning. He had gone to the office to find out about, get the company to go to jail and get the crew out.
Right.
That was the weirdest experience I'd ever had on a ship.
What were you doing in jail? Were you all in like one cell? Or?
It was in a cell that fit for about 12 people. It must have been 30 of us in there. And they were swearing and cussing in every language, and everybody's, you know, crying and moaning. And
yeah.
I didn't understand a word of Portuguese. In fact, I thought they speak Spanish, but I didn't know. I speak a little bit of Spanish. But they got us all out, and the captain finally came to the jail, and they had already put our crew in another truck and were bringing them home. When he got to the jail, he found out that they were all released. So by the time he got back to the ship, everything was calmed down. Of course, he was glad of it because he didn't want anything to do with that mess. And we never did get charged for the $200 he paid for. We called it graft money or something. They were crooked, those cops. I never went ashore again. I stayed on the ship the whole time.
Where'd you go